AircheckDownloads.com.
Continuing now with our countdown to the 40 biggest hits in the nation, I want to welcome six new radio stations to the American Top 40 family. There's WFCB in Chillicothe, Ohio, WSYB in Rutland, Vermont, WTNY in Watertown, New York, WXLX in Milledgeville, Georgia, and WIOG and WSGW in Saginaw, Michigan. Welcome to American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem, and we're doing our weekly countdown of the most popular songs in the USA. And we've got the 10 biggest hits still to come.
Number 10.
The third consecutive hit from Juice Newton's current album, Juice, climbs three notches and becomes her third consecutive top 10 single, The Sweetest Thing. Top 10 country, and now top 10 on the pop chart. At number 10, The Sweetest Thing I've Ever Known by Juice Newton. This is Casey on American Top 40. The song, written, co-produced, and performed by Fleetwood Mac's 32-year-old singer and guitarist Lindsey Buckingham, climbs a notch to number 9. It's his first solo hit and called Trouble. The ninth biggest hit in the USA this week, moving up a notch, Lindsey Buckingham and Trouble. Eight big hits to number one and counting down.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem, and we're up to jazz star George Benson's latest hit. George has been hitting Billboard's Top 40 Singles chart for 5 years now. Here's the list. He's had six of them. This Masquerade, The Greatest Love of All, On Broadway, Love Ballad, Gimme the Night, and this one, Turn Your Love Around. Up a notch to number 8, here's George Benson. George Benson on American Top 40, born and raised in Pittsburgh, PA, making his home in Maui, Hawaii. He's at number 8, moving up a notch with Turn Your Love Around. The first solo hit by singer-songwriter Stevie Nicks was Stop Dragging My Heart Around, peaked at number 3. Stevie's second solo hit, actually a duet with Don Henley of the Eagles, holds at number 7 this week. Here's Leather and Lace. Stevie Nicks with Don Henley at number 7, third week in a row on American Top 40, Leather and Lace. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a girl in Missouri to a young woman who's taken on great responsibility, her stepmother.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like WJMX Florence, South Carolina, KJOY Stockton, California, KYUK Bethel, Alaska, and the band Quarter Flash from Portland, Oregon holds at number 6, Harden My Heart.
Harden My Heart.
Quarter Flash on American Top 40 at number 6 for the fourth consecutive week, 6 weeks in the top 10. Their first hit is Harden My Heart. You know, the long-distance dedications we read here on the show are from listeners who not only feel they have something to say, but feel that a popular song says it better. Like this letter from a 14-year-old girl in Glendale, Missouri. She writes, "Dear Casey, I'd like to make this dedication to my stepmom. About 5 months ago, my real mother gave custody of my brothers and me to my dad and stepmom. Before the change, we'd gone to their house every other weekend, and it always had a lot of fun. It wasn't the same as living with each other all the time, though, and these past months have been spent just getting used to each other. It hasn't been easy for any of us, especially my stepmom. She's young and isn't used to bringing up teenagers with our sloppiness and bickering. It seems like every time everything's going good, one of us kids blows it. I know she feels like giving up a lot of times. She doesn't, though, and she's always there when we need her and is understanding. So, Casey, could you please dedicate Just Once to Carolyn from Christie to show her how much we love her and really need her? Thank you, Christie." Christie, here's your long-distance dedication. From earlier this year, that's Just Once by Quincy Jones, a long-distance dedication from Christie in Missouri to Carolyn, her stepmom. Up next on American Top 40, the five top songs of the week.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
You're hearing the 40 top tunes in the 50 states. I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 5.
The Jay Giles Band from Boston had made the countdown 6 times before, but it took their lucky 7th to get them into the top 10 for the first time. Up 3 notches to number 5 this week, here they are with Centerfold, the Jay Giles Band. The Jay Giles Band on AT40 at number 5, third week in the top 10 with Centerfold. Now, as we work our way toward the 4 biggest songs in the USA, let's take a look at the top of Billboard's other record charts. Number 1 in the country chart is I Wouldn't Have Missed It for the World by Ronnie Milsap. Number 1 in the soul chart is Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire. Number 1 on the album chart is an LP that went to the top a few weeks ago and is back again at number 1, 4 by Foreigner. And on the pop singles chart holding at number 4 is the super pop duo of Daryl Hall and John Oates. Their song is I Can't Go For That. Daryl Hall and John Oates, fourth week at number 4 with I Can't Go For That. Up next, a song that's been number 1 on the soul chart for 8 weeks.
Casey's Coast to Coast, American Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. Holding at number 3 on the pop survey is the current number 1 song in the soul chart. It's been there for 8 consecutive weeks, and it's the biggest soul hit in the career of Earth, Wind & Fire. At number 3 in the countdown, Let's Groove.
Let's groove tonight.
Earth, Wind & Fire and Let's Groove Tonight at number 3 for the 5th consecutive week. Coming up, the 2 biggest songs in the USA this week.
The hits from coast to coast,
Once a week with AT40, and you know how your favorite songs are doing on the national music scene. Like this one.
Number 2.
The current smash by the rock group Foreigner. Their single holds at number 2 for an incredible 8th consecutive week. It's Waiting for a Girl Like You. Foreigner at number 2 for the 8th week in a row on American Top 40, Waiting for a Girl Like You. Well, now, we're up to the number 1 song in the USA. A monster hit that moves the artist into a tie for 2nd place in the category of singer, with most total weeks at number 1 on solo hits. In 1st place, Elvis Presley was 62 weeks. In 2nd place is Rod Stewart with 16 weeks, all by himself until now. As of this week, Rod Stewart has to share 2nd place with the woman whose song is number 1. For the 9th consecutive week, the number 1 song in the land is Physical by Olivia Newton-John. For the 9th consecutive week on American Top 40, there's the number 1 song in the USA, Olivia Newton-John with Physical. And that's it. The 40 most popular records in America is determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending January 16th, 1981. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by Watermark Incorporated. Executive producer, Tom Roms. Producer, Don Bastani. With Matt Wilson, Alan Kaltman, Jeff Leonard, Renee Jean Hill, Ron Shapiro, Daryl Morton, and Meryl Schindler. I'm Casey Kasem. Join me next week, and again, we'll count down the 40 most popular songs in the USA. Till then, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And keep your radio tuned right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.